Composites Lounge, der Podcast mit Praxiswissen für Unternehmer, Geschäftsführer und Führungskräfte aus dem Bereich der Faserverbund-Werkstoffproduktion und Anwendung. Wir präsentieren dir regelmäßig Innovationen und anwendungsspezifisches Know-how, das deine Leichtbau- und Festigkeitsanforderungen löst. Präsentiert von deinem Host Ilkay Özgesoğlu aus Bayreuth. So, wonderful. Good afternoon, dear LinkedIn community and Composites Lounge members. We are going strong on Composites 360 on tour. And now I have with me Alexander Wiesner from Austria. Thank you, Alexander, for being part of my show.
Hi, Ilkay. Hello, community. Nice to have you here at our booth.
So, you have met Alexander before on our LinkedIn Live Jack warm-up sessions. And today, of course, we want to talk about the presses here on the side. And we have a big announcement because Langzauner has a celebration today. So, what do you celebrate?
100 years Langzauner. So, we were born in 1924 and it's a big party here with our community, our customers.
So, it's very impressive history. We've talked about the history of Langzauner before. Go back into the LinkedIn Live where he was explaining us that Langzauner started with the press industry, the wood industry, and now we are on composites. So, what have been the groundbreaking milestones in that long history, Alexander?
Yeah, actually, I'd like to summarize it a bit in a nutshell. So, it started in 1924. It was a very, very simple organization during that time. So the first thing was we had the contact with the wood, and wood industry was the major driver, and that brought us in the 60s to a sandwich construction. It was a request in the ski industry to combine materials, and so the ski industry was one of the first touch points actually with composites. And so later on it was the aerospace industry coming, the automotive industry, as we can see here some examples, and that was the groundbreaking actually event for us to develop our presses according to the needs. So today we are very, very innovative and have very good solutions in respect to accuracy, in respect to energy efficiency, and this is what the market is asking, especially in these days.
So great story, great history, Alexander. But now we are at the Jack. How do you find Jack this year, 2024?
Yeah, it's pretty much a success story again. So last year was very much crowded. We had very good discussions and meetings. So in this year, it seems there are still crowded areas, and the quality of discussion still improved. That's my impression. So we are happy to discuss about automotive industry, about aerospace industry, and we have also lots of examples at our booth and products.
And that's actually my next and follow-up question to you. What exactly are you showing here on your booth? I mean, it's difficult, of course, to put a press here. I saw your press at CTC in Stade that has 1,500 tons of force. And it's incredible. I need to repeat that, 1,500 tons of force. But the parts they are pressing are, of course, overly large. They can be up to 2 meters or even more.
Even more, yeah. So we there is basically no limit. So we are currently discussing parts 10 meters long. So, yeah.
So you cannot show a machine, a press here, but what can you show?
We can show at least some reasonable sizes of products and applications. And for automotive, we have one of the nice parts here. It's a front cover of a Porsche GT3, a Weissach package with the optical features, very, very intense carbon look, high quality. It's an RGM process behind, built on our presses at one of our major customers.
So Porsche as a brand, of course, very fascinating. But I guess without diminishing the complexity of automotive parts, I think you have that under control. But has there been times where you say this was really a challenging part? Something very challenging? I mean, extremely challenging?
Yeah, basically, you're right. So challenging is nearly everything to us, because our slogan is your challenge is our project. And challenging means in terms of timeline sometimes, yes, we are capable to control that, but also from technical side, requirements, building setup. And one of the project most challenging to us was for sure the press delivery to the Institute IVW, IVW, in Leibniz Institute in Kaiserslautern, because it was a specified press with a very high level of requirements, beyond state of the art, I would say, and very limited space. And this was the 2,600 ton press that we developed and built for the IVW, Leibniz Institute in Kaiserslautern, in combination with an infrared heating oven for thermoplastics working, a 2,600 ton press, 3x2 meter, capable to do GMT, LFTD, SMC, RTM, multifunctional. And finally, we packed, I would say, it's the highest density of technology, I would say, compared to that room available. And one of the nice products and samples we did, it's like a functionalized thermoplastic material, which is an organo sheet that we heat up in the infrared oven.
So this is the organo sheet?
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's bended, or is it just because it's on the wall?
It's on the wall, so it's flat actually. We heat it up at the infrared oven, yeah, and then we quickly transfer it to the press position, and in less than 5 seconds we have applied the full pressure. And the nice thing here is, in addition with the injection unit, we are able in a one shot cycle to functionalize the organo sheet. So the orange, what you see, it's a polymer that we inject, and in with this technology, it's very future promising. We would be able and will be able to optimize the mechanical behaviors compared to the weight.
Yes.
So that means rips and stiffness increase and reinforcements are possible.
So we changed the location, dear LinkedIn community. As you can see, I said I want to be inside the team of Langzauner, and we will speak to the Langzauner team in a moment. But before we do that, my last question to you is, which projects and applications are the recent ones, Alexander, that you have right now in the hot press?
Yeah, actually, on the press side, it's very impressive. It's a 2,600 ton press with a part size of 10x3 meter. That means very, very large aerospace parts.
Wasn't that a secret?
It was a secret, but now it's out, actually.
Okay, so today, dear community, Composites launch and Composites 360 on tour, we are getting all the secrets out, because we had yesterday already some secrets revealed. Today is another one. It will be on the press today. So 10 meter.
10 meter, the part. So the press is even bigger. It's a 10.5 by 3.5 meter platen size with a 2,600 ton pressing force, and it's an RTM application for the aerospace industry. It's a part of a public funding to increase the competitiveness of the UK. Okay. And it's a consortium actually with the University of Sheffield, the AMRC Institute. Right. And we were awarded with the contract to develop that press with some special functions in terms of parallelism. And that's currently the latest innovation we are driving. We're looking forward to bring that on the street. Yeah.
The last time we spoke, you mentioned that press is one of your core capabilities, but you have also, of course, the automation and the other supporting processes. Is in this one you are only doing the press and the UK brings the other skills?
This, in that case, a split package. We take care about the press, yep, and automation will come in a separate package, yes, with some robot application and so on. But this brings me to the second innovation we drive also in terms of thermoplastics, especially in the automotive industry, when we talk about battery housings, battery protection plates to protect the batteries against impacts or whatever. So it comes a lot in this direction of GMT, LFTD, and this means not only the press, but a full integrated automated line with cycle times of 60 to 70 seconds.
So, dear community, by the way, this is the Austrian flag. Don't mix it with Australia. Is that true that some people mistakenly fly to Austria and to Australia?
I've never met that guy, but maybe a kangaroo or something like that.
So, community, now we are here with the team of Langzauner. Maybe, Alexander, if you just run through all these three gentlemen just quickly.
My name is Bernhard. I'm responsible for project management in our company. And yeah, we're here at the booth with a big team. waiting for the people to come, and we are very happy. There's a lot of people are passing by and visiting us on our booth and are very interested in our technologies, projects, and so on. Stefan is in the project team as well. So we're a group of three guys managing all the Langzahner projects. So from the first short handover from the sales team, we take over and provide a good service until the after sales take over. And there's another Stefan in this round, and the second Stefan is responsible for the production. So he's the production manager, making sure everything is done on time and on quality.
Very good. So project management, as I said, Bernhard, is one of the very, very key tasks in composites development, because composites means if we go to the OEM, we have the draft, the prototype, the APQP cycle. So we have to do the whole cycle. Are you overlooking the whole cycle from the beginning to the SOP?
Yes, exactly. That's what we are covering, and it's very important to understand the process requirement. Every customer has unique demands on quality, on technology, cycle time, and within the project we are optimizing processes and cycle times, as I said, and with our experience and the open-minded as we are, we're able to even develop a project further during the lifetime.
We are at the Jack here. Bernhard, what's your expectation out of the Jack World 2024?
Yeah, we expect new customers, and it's very important for us to maintain the community, to make sure we have a lot of customers. We want to make sure it's not a one-time meeting or a one-time project. It's frequently, there's more demands coming on, and we want to make sure that our existing customers are well deserved during that time, and we are very happy to welcome new ones. And it's always interesting and nice seeing new people and getting introduced to our technology, where we are coming from and how we are reacting, the expectation is to get our community bigger, and that's I think the best possibility is the check in Paris.
And community is the right word. Please hand over the microphone to Alexander Beck. Alexander, we met at Salzburg last time.
Yes.
In your home country.
Exactly.
So this year it will be in Stuttgart. Will you be also displaying at Jack Forum DACH in Stuttgart?
Absolutely. I would say Jack is a very, very essential format for us, and also the Jack DACH, very interesting. Looking forward to meet you there.
Absolutely. I will be there for sure again. So community, now is the time to finish our Langzahner interview. Alexander has prepared something for me and for us. What is it?
It's a 100-year celebration beer.
Okay. By the way, it's coming to the close of work. So shall we say Prost?
Cheers.
And health
Prost.
For your
Cheers.
100
Prost.
Years. X? Rocket fuel.
It's a rocket fuel.
Community, it's called rocket fuel. How appropriate.
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen, so much. Thank you, Alexander.
Thank you,
for this meeting. I wish you a great show, rest of the show, and much success. See you again.
Thank you, see you again.
Der Composites Launch Podcast gefällt dir? Dann empfehle diesen bitte weiter. Du willst noch mehr Tipps zu Composites oder Sichtbarkeit in LinkedIn? Vernetze dich mit Ilkay Özgüzoğlu auf LinkedIn und trete der exklusiven LinkedIn-Gruppe Composites Launch bei. Dort wirst du dich mit Gleichgesinnten über die neuesten Technologietrends austauschen. Tschüss und auf Wiedersehen!